Studio 360.
This half hour, a controversial statue removed from Central Park. An advisory panel voting unanimously to remove the statue of Dr. J. Marion Sims. He was a pioneering 19th century gynecologist who conducted experiments on black female slaves.
A 19th century physician named J. Marion Sims is known as the father of modern gynecology, thus the statue. And its removal because a century and a half later, the ugliness of Sims' research is more generally known. He subjected enslaved women to 10, 20, 30 genital surgeries apiece. Anesthesia had just been invented, but Sims did not supply it to these women. Like a lot of white people at the time, he apparently believed that black people were less sensitive to pain. We don't know much about the enslaved individual women who had no choice but to submit to these surgeries in the 1800s, but there is a new play called Behind the Sheet, now running in New York City, that imagines who they were and what they felt.
Hi, I'm Charlie Yvonne Simpson, and I'm the playwright of Behind the Sheet.
And I'm Evelyn Hammond, and I'm professor of the history of science at Harvard University.
While this play is ultimately fiction, many of the details are real. J. Marion Sims was a doctor in Alabama who in the 1840s used enslaved black women to aid in his work to fix fistulas.
In my play, the character is named George, who's the fictionalization of Sims. On one level, you have this doctor working to fix a problem that he sees, but he's working within the system of slavery. You know, black women in that time, enslaved women were a part of the economics of a plantation. And if they were broken, that was a financial problem.
The issue of fistulas was something that was reasonably prevalent. So women who have long labors, women who and maybe also have some deficiencies in terms of vitamins and the diet and maybe some other things also contributed to there being a number of women, also enslaved women, mm-hmm. who had fistulas.
Well, that baby must have been trying to get out with all her might. And that fight between her and the baby left her with a hole. A hole in her woman's parts.
That's why she keeps dripping and hurting. That smell.
Yes. Dr. Barry is trying to fix those holes.
He'll fix it.
Time will tell.
George sort of realizes this could be an opportunity, not only one that will maybe benefit him financially, but ultimately, you know, he also gets a group of subjects cheaply because their worth has dropped in this economic system.
When all is said and done, it will have taken close to 70 operations to perfect this on 11 subjects. But sometimes medicine takes time and patience. Luckily, I have had both. With this development, this affliction will be wiped away. Your women will no longer suffer in pain and embarrassment. They will be whole once again. And your slaves will once again be profitable. You won't have to sell them to me anymore.
So he gives an address after he figures out how to repair the holes and the tears using silver wire sutures. He writes a paper about it. And he talks about three of the women by name, Betsy, Arnaka, and Lucy. But he notes that there are 11 other women that he's working on.
I'm Mary. And that's Sally.
Hello.
I'm Donna. And you?
Oh, Lewis.
You think you can walk?
Yes. Slowly.
I can carry you. That's why they bring
I can
me.
Walk.
Oh, you don't have to be proud. We know it's painful.
He doesn't do anything for the pain?
He gives them white ladies some medicine. I seen them.
They have different ailments. Besides, he says you don't need it during, only after.
Like he knows.
One of the things that troubled historians, certainly like myself, looking at the story, is Sims' retelling of it. Mm-hmm. So his way of saying, oh, they were clamorous when I failed, when I was failing, and they really helped me to go forward because this is so, they were suffering so much. And he centers himself and his trials and tribulations, and innovation is worth it. It leaves out as if they had no other world mm-hmm. except the world that he had placed them in because he could. And because they were enslaved women.
Oh, Master George.
Yes, Philomena.
During the procedure, sir, some of the women have told me that it is quite painful and that perhaps a little opium during...
Be silly, Philip. The risks associated with medicating during the procedure are not worth the little relief one may get. I understand that there is a certain level of pain, but you are all more than suited to handle it.
My name is Nia Calloway, and I play Betty. I personally am able to see the origins of Black women having their pain gaslit and having their pain be undermined, essentially, because it starts in slavery where our humanity, or Black women's humanity, was denied.
I do think that we were, you know, blessed with a cast of people who really... If anything, they were ones that would be like, you know what? You know, this surgery needs to be longer, we think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what would it have been like? Like, if your legs are scarred and if you're feeling this dripping going down your legs, how would you walk? We don't want people to be able to leave and be like, well, that doesn't seem so bad. You know, we were able to sort of linger in some of the more difficult moments because they were like, this is what has to happen.
My name is Jahan Young. I play the character of Dinah. I would squirm that these actions could be perpetrated against the female body. It was just so jarring and made me so uncomfortable. I have the privilege of being historically removed from the reality of this. So all I have is my imagination. So I cannot even fathom just how horrendous it was to experience that in real life, in real time.
Let's have a look now.
Now?
So that we know what we're working with. We can then move forward with the surgery. Come on. Remove your garments.
Don't move, Philomena. Control yourself, God damn it.
I always rejected the characterization that he's a monster. But we have to, standing here in the 21st century, see the deep reality of slavery. Mm-hmm. White supremacy and the ability to treat other people as property mm-hmm. is horrible. Mm-hmm. And any kind of innovation that comes out of it has got to be understood to be tainted mm-hmm. by that history.
When I sort of imagine the fact that, you know, I have obviously have ancestors who were slaves, and I imagine different groups of my ancestors survived together. And so I wanted to, in this play, you know, make sure that these women had a community, had this group.
Master George does this.
Does what?
He buys us from our owners so we can work on us. There's a bunch of us here now, those of us with your condition.
How do you know my condition?
We ain't broken. We can smell you.
There's no shame in it here. You're just one of us here. One of us who's had a hard time of it during childbirth.
I think they end up being the sisters and the moms mm-hmm. that they have lost. You know, they're also each other's nurses. You know, they're the ones taking care of them after surgeries and, you know, when they're feeling their most pain, whether it's in giving birth or whether it's in having a surgery. So they're really playing any number of roles, but ultimately it's the caring of each other that is the main theme.
My name is Christina Pitter. I play Sally in Behind the Sheet. I am rather fond of the flower scene.
I want to hold you, Philomena.
Not that I'm trying to listen. Because I'm not. But you just talking in front of me like I ain't here. That sound mighty sweet, if you ask me.
I didn't ask you.
I know.
Well, none of this don't mean you can't accept some flowers.
No, I don't want to take some.
Just take the damn flowers, baby. For the love of everything on the ground and in the sky, take the damn flowers.
Being able to have a moment to breathe after taking in so much between holding each other down and the surgeries and having those moments of tenderness, of softness, of an opportunity to be something other than suffering, other than in pain, and remembering joy so much.
I didn't want to, you know, reveal, or I didn't want to depict this story of these women and have us just imagining their pain. I wanted to imagine them as full-fledged human beings who have every range of emotions. Part of it is also hopeful. I certainly really hope that in those years and after and before, that they found these moments with each other and with others to feel love, to feel happiness, to feel laughter, because I can't imagine going through that without that.
The depiction of Black pain is something that's almost gotten us sort of normalized to it, but Black joy and Black hope in spite of the pain, in the pain, I think is really, really important.
Sims went on to found the first women's hospital in the United States here in New York City, and later became the president of the American Medical Association.
Until last April, there was a statue of Sims located along the perimeter of Central Park. It has since been moved to Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, where he's buried.
To date, there is no monument to the women.
Behind the Sheet, written by Charlie Yvonne Simpson and directed by Colette Robert, runs through February 10th at the Ensemble Studio Theater in New York. Our story was produced by Jocelyn Gonzalez and Sandra Lopez-Monsalve.